The DA has submitted a copy of our end CADA deployment bill to the State Capture Commission for consideration as the Commission draws up the final of its three reports. We are encouraged by the recommendations already contained in the second report, which suggest assigning appointing powers in the public sector to an independent body, thereby preventing the ANC from continuing to deploy the corrupt CADAs who captured our state. In the spirit of cooperation and finding holistic solutions, the DA has submitted our bill to the State Capture Commission to ensure that it is aware of the proposed legislative approach we have already put on the parliamentary agenda. The End CADA Deployment Bill is scheduled to be discussed by the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration at the end of March, which provides the perfect opportunity for Parliament to begin immediately implementing the State Capture Report's recommendations. It is a very promising development that the Commission publicly supports the DA's long-held principle that politicians should not have absolute power to control civil service appointments. Since the start of the Commission's work, the DA has strongly argued that CADA deployment is the foundation of state capture because it gives the ANC the unconstitutional power to appoint public servants on the basis of loyalty rather than merit. The DA drafted the End CADA Deployment Bill because it is in the national interest to bring an end to this practice. We therefore welcome all constructive recommendations and eagerly look forward to the State Capture Commission's final recommendations. We also hope that other political parties will prioritise national interest over self-interest by helping us refine and ultimately adopt the End CADA Deployment Bill in Parliament.